Right, the dude just moves things forward and, you know, gets the girl's phone numbers. Of course, he gets to know them a bit on the spot. Nothing crazy at all, nothing gimmicky, just completely cutting through all the bullshit. Like, just no angles, no shoulder turns, no hyper analyzation or any sort of, you know, what I believe to be rubbish. And he just kind of cuts through all that BS. You know, gets contacts, gets girls out on dates, gets plenty of, you know, results, you can say, right? All she cares about is money in the city where she's from. Her intention is the paper, she don't need no fucking love. She's spilling all this liquor, trying. Yo, what's up, guys? We're back with another video. It's early in the morning here. I want to get straight into it. The title of this video is going to be How Mike Melman Got Me Laid the Most, right? Now, the reason I want to make this video and I want to talk about this video is because, as you all know, when you're learning how, when you're in the dating advice community, there's companies and there's kind of like trends, right? So, you know, since back in the day, you know, maybe like in the 2000s or something, you had the cocky, funny, you know, expression, right? Which by David D'Angelo, right? He put that out. Then 2005, you have the mystery method. He put that out and popularized it, right? So whenever guys want to get advice when it comes to dating, either you have dope friends and family around you that can help you out with that. But since the beginning of the internet, we've had now what we call like pickup artists or whatever, or like dating advice coaches out there, and the most popular ones have been like David D'Angelo, for example. You've got the mystery method, and you got a lot of other people who actually were dope at the time, like Mihal, Adam Leons, etc. You had Spear, you know, these are all cool, like dope dudes who put out content when it comes to like approach, right? But then you had the rise of RSD, which is people who used to do the original, you know, routine based type of game. But then you had somebody as brilliant as Tyler Owen, right, who took things to a whole nother level, and you know, he just basically, you know, put his elbows in the mud and actually got content and just created this whole new barrage of more natural style type of content, and then just kind of evolved the whole thing, right? And then like many other things sparked. Now keep in mind, these people were much older at the time. I was only like 16 years old, so I'm still trying to get into this whole groove and trying these things out. So I was very impressioned by that. I would test all that out. It would definitely work. You guys can check out my How Tyler Got Me Laid video. And you can also check out my, you know, as the time went on, day games spawned, people started learning new ways to, you know, approach and such and such. Now, it doesn't mean that people never approach. It just means that we never had these means of communication. So when it came to meeting people, there's like a whole revolution going. There's like Tinder happening, and there's like different ways of where people, like how people meet, right? Social circle attraction. So now things are much better because now you have information. So now it's up to you to find that information and apply it into your own life and develop a healthy dating life, right? I'm very blessed that growing up, I'm from the generation of internet. So I mean, like, internet became bigger as I grew, as I got into my teens, right? Like on the prime time of information sharing, right? So I was able to really apply that growing up and just like really solidify what it is that I wanted a dating as a man, and kind of really learn what it is to be in a relationship, what it is to be with multiple partners, and what it is you want out of life in general, what it is you want to do with dating specifically, which is what we're talking about. So it's always good to know all of these things, right? You know, things can get spinned out of context, but we're not going to focus on the negative right now. Of course, anything could be negative, right? Alcohol could be negative. Anything could be negative. There's negatives to everything. But like at the end of the day, we're only trying to find the healthiest way for us to just improve our love lives and just kind of understand all of that, right? So without further ado, you know, we've come across time to like different methods and stuff. So I have a video on the Tom Terrero, how I got a girlfriend through day game, how he was very influential in the communities. Check that out, the Tom Terrero, How Tom Terrero Got Me a Girlfriend video or whatnot. Check that out in my channel as well. And then, so today I want to talk about a great, somebody I consider to be awesome, who I found out later on, right? I had already had a good amount of results, right? But this guy just brought me from one, from something to just a whole nother level, right? In terms of, and I'm just gonna get straight to it. I don't want to make this video too long. As you guys know, I make these videos and I do have a roommate. Now, my roommate knows I make videos, but I have a new roommate. And it's kind of funny because he's out of town right now, so I'm a little less, you know, I'm not preoccupied, but like when my roommate's here, it's kind of funny me talking about like dating advice and stuff while he's like in the kitchen, you know, cooking eggs, and he kind of listens up. He kind of, you know, he likes the way I do it, but if you guys know, I'm like a little bit calm and collected sometimes. It's just because I got this this new roommate, so I don't want to freak him out with anything. Even though he likes this type of stuff, but he's just in a completely different mindset. He's just from a completely different culture, just thinking of something else, right? The guy's focused on something else, but he appreciates my content. But anyways, back to the point. So I found out about Mike after I have found out about something real sweet, which was kind of more of like a structure type of thing. anyways, I'm just gonna get straight to the point. The man knows what he's talking about. He took my game to the next level because I simply started, number one, I completely disregard, like I completely dropped all neediness, right, like all neediness and all thought that there was a perfect approach, right? All thought that I could actually better my results past a certain point. And what I'm trying to say is that, of course, you can be an attractive man, and but there's a limit to it, right? So let's just say we compare a guy who's like a male model who does 100 approaches and a guy who isn't. I don't know if this is a good comparison, but my point is that somebody who's highly confident can do 100 approaches, and somebody who's highly like a tactical pickup artist for like 10 years, right? Let's just say somebody like Todd, right? Who's somebody like Todd, who's been in the community, right? He preaches tactics a lot. He brings out a whiteboard and he talks about all that stuff, right? I have nothing against him. Nothing but positivity, you know. I used to be the type of person who I would like to point out like negative about people. I mean, everybody has negatives, of course, right? But you don't want to be that type of person. You don't want to be focused on the negative. You want to focus on the positive, and the negatives is always going to be there. There's always going to be some negativity, so people are always going to talk trash, right? And it's like, nah, just why focus on the negative? Why not just focus on the positive that people have? And Todd does have a lot of positivity. He helps guys get out there. He helps guys approach. Is he my favorite? Absolutely not, right? But he's a good example of tactical, like, approach, right? And of course, the guy has many. I'm not saying that's all he is. I'm just saying like that's really what he's known for, right? Different, you know, Vocal Academy, Verbal Academy, The System. You know what I mean? But so he's got that tactical approach. Nothing wrong with it. I'm not hating on the guy. Not my favorite, but I'm not hating on the guy. I appreciate everybody who's putting out content in this, and I feel like we should all work together for like this type of content. So the bottom line is, you could compare somebody that's highly tactical, and now you compare somebody like Mike Melman, who I was able to apply his concepts. You could check it out at MikeMelman.net. It's all free. I believe the guy is incredibly intelligent. So check out his stuff and come up with your own opinion, and also learn how to think for yourself, guys. Okay, so basically, I applied his. He has this rejection philosophy or whatever. So anyways, my point was, you can combine somebody who's highly tactical and somebody like Mike, who's just super confident, not needy, just approaches, says hi to the girl, move things forward without any sort of tactic in mind at all, any sort of trying hard. None of that, right? The dude just moves things forward and, you know, gets the girl's phone numbers. Of course, he gets to know them a bit on the spot. Nothing crazy at all. Nothing gimmicky. Just completely cutting through all the bullshit. Like, just no angles, no shoulder turns, no hyper-analyzation or any sort of, you know, what I believe to be rubbish. And he just kind of cuts through all that BS. You know, gets contacts, gets girls out on dates, gets plenty of, you know, results, you can say, right? So the bottom line is, you got the tactical, you know, method, both guys approach 100 girls, and then you got the confident method, the forward male mindset that Mike Melman brought to the table through years of experience, right? 7+ years. and then you put both methods. Now, which one works better? They both basically will get you, you know, and he and Mike has this beautiful saying, is like, you walk into a room of 100 women, seven women will be attracted to confident guy, seven women will be attracted to pickup artist guy. Like, I'm talking good skilled guy, right? Who thinks he's like the greatest, right? You know, both equal. Seven and seven will be attracted, seven will be attracted to you, seven will be attracted to you, seven will be attracted to another guy, you know, assuming you're all confident. What will change is which women will be attracted to that specific guy. So some girls are going to be into that gimmicky BS. Like, you know, just like if you're flashing a Rolex, if you're confident, you'll attract your seven women. But you're going to attract those that are, they're like a moth to gold digging, right? And then if you're confident, you'll attract the ones that are into that, you know, that are into hyper-masculine men. And if you're gimmicky, you'll attract the ones that are into manipulation, right? So that's the basic argument, and it's a good one, right? You can check it out in all his articles. So now, it's all about what guy do you want to be? Do you want to be the pickup artist crazy guy? Do you want to be the flashing Rolex guy? Or do you want to be the confident hyper-masculine guy? I resonated a lot with Mike's mindset, right? Non-gimmicky, not worried, not stressed, working on myself, right? And this all ties into this whole new red pill movement of a lot of the good advice by AMS, Stephens Cold. You know, these guys are hyper alpha, right? They're just not really much of approach guys, right? They talk about choosing signals. And that's a whole nother argument that I don't want to talk about. I want to talk about the positives that they have, which is that they're very into making themselves really good versions of themselves, which is good. It's always going to work to self-improve, right? And you come up with your own life, but you live the life you want to live, and women can be part of it, and you present yourself to them as well, right? We're all equal human beings. So that's the big argument in the whole concept. So when I found out and I read the articles of Mike Melman, I was incredibly immediately intrigued by the articles and by his confidence, and that gave me the courage to go out there and apply these mindsets, and immediately my results just doubled, tripled even, right? Just took it to a whole nother level, and I was glad I just finally let go of all taxes. Like, by the way, I was really not that tactical, but I still had a couple of ingrained neediness aspects in me that I shredded off as I apply the forward mindset, right? And so it's made me what I am today. I had a great year last year, an amazing year, and I know this year is going to be even more amazing thanks to applying those such mindsets, right? And you know, it is what it is. That's basically what I want to talk about. You guys can check it out for yourself, The Rejection Philosophy, at mikemelman.net. I can say that it's my favorite mindset. Right now, there's many people out there that teach approach, and they can all teach whatever they want, right? I'm just telling you what helped me the most, and I want you guys to try it out. His content is all 100% free, so I'm getting high level of results through this, and I've also applied pretty much a lot of mindsets throughout the years, and I have been getting results before, but this has just the efficiency this has created for me. Now, he's got that mindset, right? But now I was able to put together a system, a highly efficient system that you can apply. So I've been doing this for the last half of the year. I've polished it, and I create. And today I am meeting up with a guy who's really not getting results with women. And we're going to get him out there. We're going to record his progress. We're going to check. We're going to see and try to get him a few results within 2 or 3 months, right? So I'm very much looking forward to taking this guy from basically no results at all to a couple of results, just to prove that this system works. I've, of course, taught other guys throughout the year, last year on the new and improved highly effective system, and these guys are going on dates. These guys are very happy with it, but I'm very excited to take this guy who's really just not getting any results at all, a guy with nothing but this but passion and motivation. So we're gonna take this guy and we're gonna polish him up and see what we can what we can achieve. So be looking forward to that, guys. It's a system that I am coming up with that pretty much combines all of the mindsets into the most efficient way possible to have a healthy dating life. But that being so, yeah, you could send us an email, get a free assessment and to get you started. But besides that, guys, I want to leave you on a few final notes on the Mike Melman. Yeah, absolutely. It helped me the most. It's basically overall approach. You can approach anytime, anywhere, night or day. It kind of broke the boundary for me between day and night. It just made me an overall just confident every single situation, right? Like I can approach girls in any single situation without having to think twice about it because of the confidence augmentation, as he likes to call it, that I get from these mindsets, right? And immediately you pick up on this sort of genius vibe that he puts out, and these rationalizations that he puts out are just immense, especially when it comes to encouraging you to approach, with which I was very encouraged by, right? Even though I've always, you know, inside I've always had this tick for bettering myself in this sense and just really figuring out. I've, you know, coming from a Spanish background, I'm a very passionate guy, and we have this fire inside us. But that's not to say that every single type of person from every single type of background cannot spark a fire and cannot, you know, get set on the most healthiest dating life, right? Because I like to say healthy because everybody has their own preference, everybody has their own tics. The best way is to manifest that in a healthy way and be able to apply it into your life and not be frustrated as a lot of guys are, and not be lacking those incredible sexual encounters and connections that you can possibly have. I think every person is deserving of that, and you shouldn't be lacking in that, especially with there being so many people in the world. I feel like every guy is deserving of a sex life and a dating life if they understand what the process is all about. And of course, combining many aspects, not just one aspect, right? So I can tell you that the Mike Melman mindset helps a lot, and you should check it out. It helped me a lot. But I'm saying you can also absorb from all different type of mindsets and then come to your own conclusion about what it is that you appreciate, what it is that works for you most. And that's what we're here for, to communicate and exchange value. So guys, that's all I want to say. Check it out for yourself, MikeMelman.net. Check out his articles, his blog. I'm not really going to get into too much detail. I already told you what helped me the most, which was that shredding away of neediness, that letting go of, you know, high tactics. And I know it's going to be very hard for a lot of you guys who are very into like how to fine tune eye contact, like how to touch, da 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 da. But trust me, all of that falls into place. It's like playing basketball and asking every 5 seconds which way to turn your leg and which way to turn your shoulder. It's like, dude, play the basketball game, get the general foundation down, and all of the little things are going to fall into place, right? So if you can approach, get over that fear, if you can talk to people, get over talking to people, start getting contacts, start setting up dates, and all of those things are going to start falling into place if you get the general foundation down. So you don't have to worry about these little micro little nuances if you work the big picture, and then you're consistent with that. But I'm not going to get into that. I get into that in my program, how to best and most effectively get a guy to the most efficient way to be attractive and to actually meet people. So I'm not going to get into that. But guys, do your homework. Check all this cool stuff out. There's plenty of content for you to read. All I can say about Mike is that he's great. He's amazing. Check his stuff out. And all I can say about you is check what you got to check out. I hope you enjoy our content and apply it. Okay, guys? Apply it and let me hear back from you if it's helping you out. Okay, and that's pretty much how I'm gonna leave it. You know, after I started, so I talked to Mike, right? Shortly after I had read all of his content, pretty much, and I wanted to tell him how appreciative I was of his content, and you know, we had a conversation, and he sparked a fire inside me, and you know, I went out and I did a couple of approaches. You know, I actually did a lot more of approaches for 2 weeks after I talked with him, and I met who is one of my current girlfriends at the moment, a very cool girl. So guys, that's what it's all about, man. You know what I mean? It's all about getting motivated. It's all about getting out there, meeting people. And at the end of the day, you're just going to have these cool people in your life, man. So, you know, as I mentioned in the other video, man, I got inspired by Tom Terrero. I got inspired by the whole movement. I went out there. I met my ex-girlfriend. She was amazing. And, you know, there's always seek sources of inspiration that get you out there, get you moving, and always seek to learn, always be a student, and always get better at what it is you're trying to do, guys. And let's appreciate the people that are paving the way for us, and then let's also engineer new ways to become better, okay guys? So that's all I gotta say for this video. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm wearing a jacket. It's cold as hell in Miami right now. I cannot believe this. Comment, like, subscribe. Catch you next time. I cuss and I got that drink. It could be purple, it could be pink. Pain in the night, you mix that age. Money never got till we get that age. Nah.